Bloomberg Small Business Report.
And you are listening to Will County's News Talk Sports 1340 WJOL. Joe Pecora from Heroes West talking about the Heroes Health Campaign in studio. Joe, this is a good tune, man. This is Resurrection Larry. We'll have more on them. We'll tell you why we're playing their music as a lead-in to your segment. Hello, Joe. I'm doing good, man. What's going on with you?
Yeah, life's pretty good. I got no complaints. It's beautiful out.
Did you like my rant on the Blackhawks? Do you agree with everything?
I did. You actually kind of stole a little bit of my thunder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should maybe read my script a little more clearly in the morning,
Scott. Yeah, I got to adjust my whole show.
I've asked that repeatedly. You would think you'd finally get that.
Now, you have a couple of guests with you today.
We do, and I need to see their names here. We have with me Jim Lang and Dave Lichty, and they are with a band called Resurrection Larry.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Good. What's going on, man?
We're getting ready to go visit Joe on Saturday. We've decided to put together and host a fundraiser for Daybreak Shelter of Chicago, or of Joliet. Where else are you going to put it but Heroes West?
Woo!
There you go. You'll take that, right?
I will.
And boy, are you guys going to do this in the back also?
No, we're going to do this in the front. There's going to be more people than we fit just in the back.
Okay.
It's going to be a big deal.
All right, cool. Now, Dave, you've been working with Daybreak for about a decade, right?
That's right. Actually, that's through my church, the Friendship United Methodist Church in Bolingbrook. Mm-hmm. And we've been volunteering there for a very long time and just been extremely impressed with the quality of their operation there. And when we had a chance to do some good and raise some funds for a local charity, Daybreak was the one that immediately came to mind.
Good. And for those who aren't familiar with it, tell everybody a little bit about what Daybreak does on a daily basis, no pun intended.
Well, Daybreak runs 24/7 support operations for emergency housing and support services. They run a 120-bed center for homeless families and individuals. They provide short-term assistance, and they also provide assistance to help reestablish permanent housing. A wide range of services and activities, case management, educational assessments, group support meetings, food pantry referrals. They provide help for applications for financial assistance for the local community, healthy living workshops. The table goes on and on and on.
On and on and on and on and on. Cool. So why'd you guys, Jim, why'd you decide to do this for Daybreak? I know you've been a part of this, but you guys go out and do concerts, but this one you're putting on to benefit them 100%. Why'd you decide to do this as a group?
It's the right thing to do, Scott. We get a lot of rewards from performing in the A clubs in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But we're all basically from this area: Coal City, Joliet, Cathedral District, Downers, Bolingbrook, and we wanted to do something for our own community. David's been associated with Daybreak for over a decade, and he had mentioned it once or twice before that we should consider something, and it took us a while to get in contact with the people over there who would be able to help us move this ahead. But as soon as we had contacted them and had conversation with them, we called Joe, and we also called Steve from Performance Sound, and Performance Sound is offering their sound and light systems for free. Joe's right. Offered the venue. It's the right thing to do, and we're very proud to be part of it.
Now, you guys have a good history here. I mean, you've performed at some good places. Reggie's on the south side, which is a lot of fun. Cubby Bear on the north side. We all know Cubby Bear right across from Raleighville. I mean, they just don't let any schmoes in there. You guys have played some of these really cool houses, man.
Actually, we think of Cubby Bear and Reggie's as our north and south side homes. We play there three or four times a year. The quality of bands and entertainment they get at both of those clubs are great, and we highly highly recommend folks take a ride up there and enjoy the ambiance.
You've been to Reggie's, haven't you?
I have.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a weird looking
place.
We'll
be back at Reggie's in a couple of months, and
Scott. Yes.
We have four tickets for you to give away to our show May 13th at the Cubby Bear.
Oh, sweet.
You can keep them, sell them, go on out in front and try to scalp them or give them away.
See what you can get for them.
Again.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, so this event is going on April 29th, which is Saturday night.
Yes.
Gets underway at 8:30, and you guys, Jim, are going to take the stage at 9, right?
Well, we're going to take it at 9, but there is a special fun thing occurring right before us. We've contacted a band we play with on a regular basis called the Bongo Straits, and they are a note-for-note classic surf rock band.
Okay.
And they're going to come out instrumentally and hit Dick Dale and the Ventures for a half an hour, and they're giving their time to this cause too, so we're very proud of them. So they'll be starting it at 8:30 and we come on at 9. We'll be performing some of our material from our newest CD. And here's the way Joe has figured this out to help with this benefit. We'll have a couple hundred CDs there. If you purchase a CD from us for $5, all of the money from that goes directly to Daybreak. With that purchase, you get a $5 gift certificate from Heroes West.
Nice work.
I love Heroes West. Great job.
So for you're helping Daybreak, you're picking up a new album, and
you're getting a free CD.
It's essentially that. Now, we just released this last CD. It's available on iTunes and stuff like that. And as we understand it, we're very big in Macedonia at this point. I think we've sold...
Burning up the charts.
Yeah, I think we've sold one there and a few in Japan, but we're still working on it.
Well, you guys, I love hearing the stories about bands. You guys both work at Argonne, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So you guys are a couple of professional guys, just like on the weekends and weeknights, going out having a good time.
We're a step above rocket science.
Yeah, we work at the Advanced Photon Source. We're in the administrative bureaucratic side of the Accelerator Systems Division, so we shoot the brightest light to a bunch of experimenters every year.
A bunch of people who know what they're doing.
So far, they've resisted my suggestion to build me a laser for the restaurant, but I'm not going to give up quite yet.
Well, I'll tell you what, Scott, that tech room you have back there, our engineer John, if he was going to walk in there and see that, he'd walk away with a bunch of that equipment you've got in your tech room.
Smile on his face.
There's a bunch of stuff, that's for sure. All right, it's Resurrection Larry. It's a fundraiser for the Daybreak Shelter. It's this Saturday night at Heroes West. Again,
April 29th.
April 29th. It's this Saturday night.
Oh, sorry.
This Saturday night at Heroes West. That's okay, guys. I do this every Tuesday with him.
Okay.
It's every other Tuesday he'll have just a complete...
I dumb myself down to make Scott look good.
And it's, again, $5 for a CD. You get the CD, you get a $5 gift certificate, and I'm sure there'll be a pass the bucket out there as well for Daybreak. Guys, nice seeing you, Jim and Dave, and I'm going to try to get up here. This sounds like fun. I love the Cubby Bear. I'd love to see music there, so maybe we'll see you up there in a couple
of weeks.
Hey, maybe
be here this Saturday, too, huh?
Well, that's a done deal. I'm already coming for that.
All right.
It's 10 minutes from my house.
No, it'd be nice to say that.
This I have to plan for.
I'm feeling a little, disrespected here.
Joe, we love you. We love you. It's Heroes West. It's Resurrection Larry. It's for Daybreak this Saturday night starting at 8:30. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe, good seeing you, my friend, and go Cubs, right?
Yeah, go Cubs, go.
Go Sox, too. Come on now. You're an equal opportunity bar.
I like the Sox also.
Okay, good.